Mitzvah Sechof Alef. Bei Mitzvah Ha'achas Be'esrim. Ramzi, he constantly makes with a Vav. He says, this Vav and this one. It's in the Dfus, it's not there, but it was left out, but in the text in the Ram, it's there, at least in the Arabic. Bei Mitzvah Ha'achas Be'esrim, he shetzivonu liro min ha'bayis. The word bayis is in the original, that's in Lashon. It's Lashon HaKodesh in the original and in the Arabic. Bayis hazeh halomuz elov. Halomuz elov is a very, very bad translation. Ibn Tibbon Kapov translated is haniska. See, this is basically referring back. Mitzvah Chof is the mitzvah from Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so now he's going to have two mitzvahs which refer back to this mitzvah. Okay. One of them is v'hi shetzivonu liro min habayis hazeh, referring back to mitzvah chof. Okay? Haniska. Okay, haniska. Rom Elov is not there. Now, he adds something over here, which is very, very odd. Okay? He says, ma'ed, ma'ed. Okay? This does not turn up again in the whole Sefer Mitzvos. Me'ed, me'ed. Okay? And the question is, what's the me'ed, me'ed? Why is he so... There's a mitzvah Yerush Hashem, okay? So I understand. He's saying, Yerush Hamayim, me'ed, me'ed. But in Yerush Hamikdash, me'ed, me'ed. And he doesn't say it by Yerush Hamayim. The Kuli Pella. Okay, we'll see. Ad shenosim b'nafshenu masa hapachad vayira. This is a little bit the translation. He says, Kapach, ad shenosim b'libeinu mokom hayira v'harotza. This year, the harotza uses also, if you go back to Mitzvah Dalet, he uses this by the Mitzvah Yiras Hashemesh Shemaim also. Okay? V'zehu meiroas mikdash. That's the mitzvah, meiroas mikdash. And l'cheira, ad shenosim b'nafshenu, masa v'hapa, the way Kapach has it, ad shenosim, where was it?
Nikpa.
What nikva? What does it say?
Nikva
belibeinu. Nikva belibeinu. Nikva. The nosim is very bad also. Nikva belibeinu. Mokmayir v'arotza l'chol. That's a shiur. Moid moid. Moid moid. Ad she nikva v'nafshenu. Okay. V'zehu moiras hamikdash. Mikdash. V'omo yisale. Now he has another word, which we don't find in Minyan HaMitzvos. The Geder, Zeis HaYira. Now here's an amazing thing. Let's just read a little. The Geder, Zeis HaYira. Kmo Shezochu B'Sifra. He doesn't quote the Mishnah in Horoya, but he quotes the Sifra. So he could have said, not because he's ma'adif, the Sifra, over the Mishnah, because the Sifra says, Ezel Moira, and the Mishnah doesn't say, Ezel Moira. Okay? But whatever it is, he quotes the Sifra. Le'ikonis l'harabayis, b'makloi, b'minoloi, uva'an podosoi, uva'avishal raga, b'raga, v'yasenu kapandi, u'rekika mikal v'choyma. Okay? U'rekika mikal v'choyma. Okay? And this is mamish, the lashon of the Ram, because the Ram writes this in Hebrew. Okay. So these are dinim in Harabayis. So it's not like the Miri in Yevomis, that the dinim yir in Harabayis are only the Rabbonon, because the Ram is quoting this in Dreis in the Mitzvah, right? We have to see Harabayis. Okay. Just let's go slowly. Okay. Before we go into the plot, let's just see the overall picture. Ukfah his boy become mekumis matalmud sheino muta klal l'sheves ba'azora el l'malchi beis David b'vad. Okay, that's also Yiras Hamikdash, but it didn't azor. Okay, v'zehu kulo li'omoy yisale u'mikdashi tiro. And this whole thing is Mikdash Yitiro. Okay. We'll come back to the Pratim, okay? But this is very odd, okay? Because what is the mitzvah? Because here he's talking about disparate performances which I'm refrained from doing. Okay? And okay. And he says that Ache Nikva Benafshenu or Belibenu Mokom Ayira Mokom Arotzev Ayira. So what exactly is happening over here? Let me just say one thing before we get started, okay? I don't know if mitzvah, there are two parts. I don't know if mitzvah is kavon or ain't zirah levon. I'm not getting involved in this, okay? Okay. A person who doesn't go into Harabais with his makloi, because since it's uphill, okay, and he feels that the makl is too heavy for him, so he has people support him, okay? Is there any kium of Yiras Hamikdash? All he's telling you is what you're refraining from doing. Okay? This is what he says. What's the ghetto of this and that? Okay? So it's an amazing thing just reading the text before we get into the details over here.
You're saying that wouldn't be a cue, but a person says...
See, you understand. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm saying, I didn't finish that. I asked the question. So everyone would have said, so don't push us the cue, okay? That's not the cue, okay? However, what? If he doesn't do it even if he says the halacha says he shouldn't do it, then lechayr is not enough. Okay? He has to do it because he's lechayr, he should have to do it because the yira b'harotza on the mokum, correct? Otherwise he got nothing, correct? Okay? No, I'm just trying to, I'm just saying it's an amazing thing if you think about it. If you don't read it through, you don't think about it. It's nothing, correct?
You could almost say he could be mekayem the mitzvah by not going there because he's afraid he might not have the proper
yira. I understand that, but that's not. I don't believe that's the case. See, I don't believe the case. I'm just saying if the person doesn't walk into our bias because he has the proper yira, I don't know if that's what we're talking about here. Correct. So I ask you, what does the kumvah say here? He tells you what you shouldn't do, what the kumvah say is going to Har HaBayis without these things. What's the kumvah say? And let me tell you something else. Okay, good. Say that. What's the kumvah say here? Because remember, according to the Rambam, mitzvahs have to be kumvah say, like the Bahag, because the Ram doesn't count in Minyan mitzvahs Adoimi, correct? So, okay, so that is what, that's the problem here, okay? Now, a priori, one would look at these things, these are prote dinim. But the Ram's telling you, this is the way you do the mitzvah. But on one hand, the mitzvah is the pachad and the yira. But the ma'aseh mitzvah, it's almost like, it's almost like shoreh chi. The ma'aseh mitzvah is the not doing something or going up the Har HaBayis without these things. Like, I would assume that if he doesn't have a makkah with him, he didn't do anything. But if he has the makkah and he puts it, you have to ask him what he's supposed to do. Okay? So I assume he has the makkah. And he throws it down or something like that. He doesn't go. And he goes up to Har HaBayis. Because of his tremendous yira, this is not proper for him. Okay? Well, he has to be Rekek. Okay? And he doesn't do it because this is a Mokam Yira Pachat. And he holds himself back. L'chari has to do something, okay? So then I'm really confused. What's the ma'od ma'od? Ma'od ma'od? Because there's so many things that go into this? That's a very complicated thing? Or the ma'od ma'od l'chari doesn't go on that. Ma'od ma'od is achin nosav nafshenu. Okay? But it's a very But on the other hand, it's a crazy thing because you sit back in your house and you think of the base of mikdash, the mokam yirba aracha, l'chari didn't do anything. So, like, there's a combination of things over here which we don't know how they fit together. But that l'chari is what's happening. Okay. So then, once you're ready to say that, so then the problem at the end of the thing, the Rambam says at the end like this. He says, "V'loshes sifro, ain li'al b'zman she'beis hamikdash kayim, b'zman she'ain beis hamikdash kayim minayin, tam aloyma." Then he says after that, "V'shom ne'ma gam kein, lo min hamikdash atayore, ele b'mi she'pokar al hamikdash." Tzmur shchina. In fact, one might say in Rambam Mishneh Torah that that's part of the nusach of the mitzvah. How do I know that? Because the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph Beis Bechira, when he's defining the mitzvah of Yiras Hamikdash, mitzvah say liyira min hamikdash shnei mikdashi tiro, v'lo min hamikdash atayore v'lemi shetziva yirase. Okay, correct. So the Chayim Mishneh Torah, its mamish became part of the Sechah Mitzvah. So I ask you a question, Rabbi Isaac. So why the two mitzvahs? Maybe one should be that you all Yiras Hashem, and that's it. Okay. So then I would tell you no, because in Shosh Chi, Yiras Shemayim is Deus. You come from you come to a justified belief or some type of idea about the either Romu Musav HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the Pulois and the Dardak Yatayim, whichever way you want to play it out, like a Mishneh Torah or on Sefer Mitzvahs, and that's the mitzvah. So didn't we say, if you even have the same Inyan HaTorah, which is Yiras Hashem, but one pasuk would tell you to do it with a pula, and one pasuk would tell you to do it with a daya or a midah, it would be two separate mitzvahs, correct? So I mean, that's what's happening over here. Okay. I'm just saying there's amazing things going on. Okay. Then, before we do, you know, maybe I'll see what I'll do. Then, just now, he says like this. I'll see exactly how the time goes, but we'll see. There's just a little map of work here. Okay. I'm not sure, you see, basically Mikdash, we talk about Mikdash as Gimel Machnes. Okay, so Ram says, there's Machne. Yushalayim is Machne. Machne Yisrael, Har HaBayis is Machne Leviyah, and the Azorah is Machne Shinach. Correct? So we don't find a Yiras HaMikdash on Yerushalayim. The dinim are on Har HaBayis and in the Azor, or maybe seeing the Azor or seeing the Shah, as the Rambam points out in Mishneh Torah. Okay? Okay? So the question is, why is Har HaBayis something? So it is true, if you look at the Rambam, in Perik Vov, Hamikdash kul lo haya b'misho, el b'mayla ha-ha, k'sh'ol nichnas mishar mizrochi sh'ha HaBayis. So he seems to talk about Har HaBayis as the Mikdash, okay? But that to me is insufficient, okay? I just would suggest something, and I'm not sure if it's the answer or not. The Rambam has a very interesting halacha, and I just want to know, is a separate halacha that the mikdash has to be in Har Moriah? I remember Moshe Twist, the Chanavok, come back from the Zayda. And that's what he probably meant, the Rams in years, they certainly didn't for me, years of Vayaris Amokam Erochot. Also, upset Dinim. I don't know if that's what he meant or not. Okay, I remember, it's Mami's years. Okay? But is there something about Har Moriah? So I just want to say something. The Ram says in Perek Vav, that you're allowed to Yerushalayim, you can extend it to Yerushalayim with Toides indefinitely. What about the Azor? The Ram says you basically can only extend it to Sof HaRabayis. So I'm just wondering, maybe there's some Nahan HaMoriah in the Mikdash, there's something there that there should be, that the Mitzvah Yira Deraisa could be Chal, as already that's Yira Sa Mikdash. Beseder. Now, I just want to do with this. Let's skip a little bit here. I don't think we're going to do everything. We'll do this now. Losh Sifro, ain't the Ella Bisman she based on Mikdash Kayim, Bisman she is based on Mikdash Kayim, in Ayin, Tamalim, which upset the Shmo, Mikdash Tirol, Mashmir Shabbos Lodom, Af Mura Mikdash Lodom. Okay? Correct? So, interesting is, the Rambam has, in Perik Vov, Milchus Beis Bechira, a separate drosha. And then he says, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yiras HaMikdash, he says, a hekesh of Shabbos to this is Ketushasa Elohim HaMedes. So what do we need two psukim for? The Radvaz asks the question. And then Cheschinuch is toying, you know, what's going on? You know, according to the Raivin, he's ready to say that according to the Raivin, the kitchen we show you, look, kitchen lost over base of mikdash, maybe should be more mikdash. A drash in sifra. I don't know if the Raivin disagrees with it. So I don't know if I heard this in the love or be'erich heard this in the love, but l'cheira, it's cholik b'yatsa misay dina. The din of kitchen we show you, is the question of Dushas Mokim, the Dushas Machnes, there's a Machnes Shechina, a Machnes Levi, a Machnes Yisrael, and those Mokimis, usually the Mokim, the demarcation of Mokim at the Mechitzis, and with Nafla Mechitzis, even without the base of Mikdash, the Dushas Mokimai Medis. Okay? The Yiras HaMikdash is not because of the Dushas Mokim. It's the Kedusha of Shechina. And for example, when the Medrash says, with the case that in the Mokam Arovi, the Shechina lo yizozu misham. Okay? It's Mekadish the Mokim, but it's not the Kedusha of the Kedusha of Mechitz, which you're talking about in Perek Vav. And here is what's going on, the relationship between Shabbos and Shechina and Mikdash and Yira. That's what's happening over here. Okay? That's what he says. Afilu bezeh choy v'tomid v'afilu bezmanenu. And the word tomid is really la'olam. That's probably Kapel's translation. Bezeh choy v'la'olam afilu bezmanenu shu chorav. This is very odd. I don't know the answer to this. The Ram does this over here, and the Ram does this in Mishneh Torah also. The Ram does this in Perik Zayin v'chazbeis b'chir v'chazayin, afa pisha mikdash hayom chov ba'avu neseinu. What's that? What's it's a frumkeit? that you have to say, Necha b'avoseinu. Let's do it Sefer HaMitzvos. Let's do a Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay, with the Mishnah Teilim, I understand there, but over here I don't get it. Okay. Now, listen to the Lashon in Perek Zayin of Beis Bichalach Zayin. Af bishal mikdash chayom chora b'avneseinu, chayv od v'memoyro'o, k'mo shoho yenoig boi b'binyonoi. It's ki'ilu, the mitzvah is, as the Ram says, see, it's a very strange thing. See, if you say the mitzvah is morra shechina, so you don't need any. It's going to say so. Kilu b'binyonoi, kilu b'binyonoi. Or the mitzvah is to see it's bonu kilu. It's a very strange thing. Kilu, it's in its grandeur. Kilu, it's a very strange thing. Look. That's what he says. And that's what he says. He says, lawyer, huh? And that's what he says, Yirum in Abayis Hazer. Because how can it be Yirum in Abayis Hazer? Okay. Now. I think that he has to Ke'ilu look at it with its grandeur. It's a very strange thing. Ke'ilu hu b'binyono. He sees the splendor of the Beis Hamikdash, Kilu b'binyonoi. It's not a posh at the Moreh Shechina. That's what he says. K'moi chayv od m'mero, k'moi shehoi enoig boi b'binyonoi. K'moi enoig boi b'binyonoi. K'moi shehoi enoig boi b'binyonoi. Chayis. The Lamai says, Emin HaKotze, the mitzvah is liro min abayis hazeh. Well, that's what he says here. Liro min abayis also in both places. Now, okay. Now, okay. Yeah. I just want to add one thing here. Okay, now again, the mitzvah Moreh Mikdash Ram is mechadish something else there that I told you at the end of this perek in Mishnah Torah, perek Zayin, towards the end, not the end of perek Zayin, towards the end of the discussion of Moreh Mikdash, in the middle of perek Zayin, he says that making tzuras haheichal or tzuras azorah, okay, or the kalim, okay, and not as some say that it's all klishol, it's kalim which are part of the bias, it's merah bias. And that's all the Ram the Shitasa, that's part of merah bias. That the these kalim, the shulchan, whatever, the shulchan and the menorah are part of the bias. Now, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that in Kuf Aleph, Omid Beis, Omer, Gemiri, Dien Yeshiva, Bazor, El Malchim, Beis Dov, Bovad. So Rashi has Lachem Mosh Misinai. Okay? If it's Lachem Mosh Misinai, according to Ram, it wouldn't have anything to do with the Minyan HaMitzvos over there. So Ram's Gemiri doesn't necessarily mean Lachem Mosh Misinai, and that's a Chatz Nezek Soros. You can see it also. Rashi says Gemiri, Lachem Mosh Misinai, and the Ram says that it's Lachem Pia Kabbalah. Here what it means, the Pirush Mekubo, that this goes into the pshat of Moreh Mikdash, and that is part of the mitzvah. Okay.
Then nobody else can sit, or that Machos Bedovid can sit.
Nobody else can sit. Probably. No one else. Ain Yeshiva Bazora Ela Ain Yeshiva Bazora Ela Malchav Beis Dov. Now. Okay. Now. We'll come back to this. This is still we have to come back to, because the Rambam and the Nevuchim will talk about this. And we'll leave it for the next mitzvah, okay? We'll see. Because the Rambam is going to talk about it, okay? That is this one. Okay, next. Now, mitzvah, Chav Beis. V'mitzvah hashtayim v'yeshrim, hish zivono lishmo hamikdosh. This is a poor translation. The word is suf in Arabic. And Kapach says it's levakre. Okay? Kolayla. Legadloi ulechabdoi ulureimemoi. Vu omre yis'ala le'aharoin. And that's in the text. Kama. Ata uvonecha itcha lefnei ol moed. Okay? Correct? So, derech agav, did the tzivui missing over here? Ata uvonecha itcha lefnei ol moed. It's then assumed. You don't know exactly what exactly happened over here, okay? Kloima. Sheheim yiyu lefonov tomid. Okay. Ukfa nichpal tzivui zeh b'loshen acher. Vuhu omroi v'shomris mishmeris olamoid. Here's very strange. K'shom mishmeris olamoid refers to Levim. And ato ubonecho itcho lefnei olamoid refers to Kohanim. It's not the way it looks over here. It's almost like a kefil, a posh to kefil on mitzvah. But here, it's a kefil ashlomas adin because it's kohanim levim. Then he says, "Voloshin sifri." We'll see about the levako. Just let's get through the text. Voloshin sifri, ato vanecha itcha lifnei oil moed, lifnei oil edus, hakohanim mibifnim. Okay. Now, just keep in mind, it's not inside the Ol Moed that they're doing the Shmir over here. We'll see. Okay, good. Mifnim b'chutz. Kleima l'shomroi v'leches v'li. Here it's again the translation, the tzuf in the Arabic. It's levakroi. L'shomroi levakroi. So mechiltu omu ze aloshen v'shomris v'shmeris Ol Moed ein li ele b'asei. Which is Mamash Apella. He makes Shmira is the Gam by Tfilin, Mnech Tfilin, Shmira is Lashon Nahar. Here, episode somehow, the Matikya Shmuis is an Asay and Loises. Hine is Amis Lacha, Ki Shmirasei Mitzasei, Vashom Nema, Gedula Lemikdash, Shiesh Oleho Shoimrin, Loidoimin. Palterin, sheyesh ole hashoimim, lepalterin, she'ein ole hashoimim. Okay? It's lechveida, it's not v'yadua, ki palterin, shem ha'hecha. Okay? And here it's in the Arabic, it's like an almon, kapa translated almon. V'yomu, ki me'agdolas ha'hecha almon, okay? So here now, let's get started. Okay? That's what he says. Okay, so let's go slowly. Now, this Levakroi is a the Mamuna Shebo Levakir. Al mishmoris shel shmir. He goes around and he checks, okay? Lashkiach, that the shmir should be kilchose, that shum any yishanim. They're not sleeping. They're not sleeping, right? The Ram Hilchos Beis Bechira, Periches Halochayud, Mamidim, Mamuna, Echod, Al kol mishmoris hashemim, V'ish harabais hoyenikro, V'hoyemachazi al kol Mishmo, Mishmo, kol halayla, kol halayla. Vavuka is dokos lefona, v'chol mishmo sheno oimed, v'eimeloi, ish harabayis, sholom alecha, Nika Shu Yoshin, Khaifte Mamakla. Doesn't talk about Sofa Bugla. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? Sofa Makla. Okay. Comes the Rambam, and he's saying a Gevaldik Chiddush. Because you look now, in the Nusach HaMitzvah, Yechol is the Shmira, and there's Bikur on the Shmira. So what's the Mitzvah? So I would have said, the Mitzvah is the Shmira. Bikur Shmira is just to make sure the Shmira is working properly. But Shteyt Ram not like that. He should Zivonu Rishoma Mikdosh Ulevakrei Tomid Kol Laila. Legadnoi ulechabdoi loyemoi. So state in the Rambam that the bikur is part of the etzem nusach hamitzvah. Okay. However, the interesting thing is going out of his way to do this. The bakre, levakre, right? But you don't get this impression of Pirush HaMishnah is the Pirush HaMishnah, and you don't get this impression in Mishneh Torah. So look at Pirush HaMishnah in Shkolim, Perek Hey, Mishneh Aleph, Ben Bobi, Ala Pakia, Pakia is the, this Ish Muna HaBayis, a Pakia is Loshen HaKor, he used to hit them, HaKor. Beshet, Kamoshi is Boy Lachom Mesech, Azmir Shekor, Hanim, Alavim, Shreim, Saviv, Amikdosh, Saviv, Saviv, V'zu mitzvah, afilo ein shom shum pachad. So that's the mitzvah. Then he says, mavakim kol halayla. So that's part of the mitzvah. L'chol he's telling his story. He's l'chol, v'zu mitzvah, afilo ein shom shum pachad. That's the mitzvah. And then he says, mavakim kol halayla, mishnim siyoshin loike b'shoit, u'b'golim nisrofim. V'hoye ben babi, ben bayboy, I don't know exactly. Mamuna al Pulazu. That's Ram Pirush Mishnayis in Shkol. It's not 100% clear, but let's listen to Mishneh Torah. The Ram's Perek, I'm going to read to you, this Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, in Beis Bechira, Beis, Gimel, and Yud. Okay? Listen to this. Let's now. Shmiris HaMikdash Mitzvah Saseh. Halach Aleph. Ushmir zu mitzvosa kol alayla. Vashoymim heim akohanim levim. Shenemo v'yat vonecho itcho lifnei olamoy. Kloim atem tiyu shoymim loy. V'im bitlu shmiro v'ovroy v'im bitlu shmiro ovro b'lo yisase shenem v'shomu es mishmeres akodesh. Lo shen shmiro az horehi. Holomarte she shmira soy mitzvah sasei ubito shmira soy mitzvah loy sasei v'chulei. Halacha yud umaminim mamud halacha yud echad al kol mishmo zeh shoyimim v'ish harabayis hoy niko boi machaz al kol mishmo mishmo kol alaylo v'avuk is dokos lefonov v'chol mishmo she'en oimei v'oimei l'ish harabayis shalom alecha niko shu yashin chayfta v'makla v'rishus hoy l'olisrei v'ksusai I show you him in Yerushalayim. Ma kol bazo, kol ben Levi loike. Ubegol nisrofen. Shiyoshin al mishmalta. So lechira. The nusach hamitzvah is only the shmira. And the asein lois, that's why he goes out of his way to explain the asein lois. It's not what he's expressing over here in Minyan HaMitzvahs. And Biko is b'chal potin dini HaMitzvah. So it's not like what he says in the Pirush Mishnah, and certainly Mishneh Torah would say it's not like what he's doing here. Even though it's clear from the Rambam that the Ashkocha on the Shmira is a chelik the etzem mitzvah Shmira, but it's not boro if it's mutter for the shomer to sleep. Okay, the Mishnah Melech in Ruchos Beis Bechira Perches Halachavov has a long discussion. Mamish a long discussion about it. Okay, I would have said a priori that he has the right to sleep. Okay, because the Ram says in Halachavov Lo haya kohanim ashoimim yeshenim bebigde kuhuna el makapun oisan manichan oisan keneged vashayim v'loishim bigde atzman v'yeshenim ala oretz. Kederch kol shoim akatzeles hamalochim shlo yishnu ala mitos. So listen, Rabbi Yisraelim, if the ganze Shena is the Chbi'isa, what's he telling you say that? How he puts his clothes on his head? And how? And fakir, kederach shemre, the Lashon Rambam, kederach shemre chatzeres amalochim. That's part of the Shmira. They sleep, but they're ready to jump up at a second's notice. Okay? So, I'm not sure what the issue is. They go back and forth, the Be'er Sheva, the Mishnah Melech, maybe someone allowed to sleep and had a Seder, and if the person wasn't allowed to sleep, or maybe he's not allowed to sleep, but he's allowed to sleep in a way that if the guy says, Shalom, you know, if he comes and they're ready to jump, so then he's, because it says, that's Kizet Derech Shomei Chatzayus HaMelochim. So what's Shomei Chatzayus? They have a sleep? Or they even in the sleep, they're in Tafkid. And if the person is not, that's why I'm just not sure what the pshat is over here, okay? I'm just talking to you. Okay, now, I just want to tell you one thing. So, you know, we have to work on the Talmud, called Laila, the Talmud, the Diris, where the Hashkoch is but the Diris, the people in the Shmira but the Ziris, it's called Alayla, it's every day, whatever, because Ram has many words about Tomid and Todi and Kol Alayla. Okay. Why this mitzvah is in Laila, not Yoim, especially as the Ram says that it's Tomid, is a little bit odd, okay? In fact, the Chinuch goes like that, the Smag goes like that, the Mephoshim Tomid says it's Baby Yom Baby Laila. The question is, there's no Moko in Matiki Ashmur that the Shmira is Balayla. And it's not a shmir from Gadovim Listim anyway, so it could be Bayoim also. Okay, now. Minyan Mitzvah Kotzer, Chopeis, Lishmo Bayi Ze Tomid, Shnei Viata Uvonecho Itcho Lefnei Oelo Edus. So if it's Tomid, he doesn't say Laila, it should be baby over Chesed. That's the Lashon Min HaKotzer. And that's the Meforish. And the Sma. Okay. The Minchas Chinuch himself, yes. And Shin Pei Chesed, he's Aleph. Has Ram know this? He didn't find any Makor that the Mitzvah is only Laila. But the Ram Mishneh Torah is Mashmit, the word Tomid. In the Nusra Mitzvah. And Potter Mitzvah writes, Lishomroi Soviv. And in Halachos, besides leaving out the word Tomid, he brings Tomid at the end in the Pratei HaMitzvos. Mitzvah say, Mitzvah Shmiroso Shia Kohanim Shoyim Bifnim V'Alevim B'Chutz V'Chof Talid Eido Shoyim Moisei B'Chol Laila Tomid B'Chof Talid Mokoy HaKohanim B'Gimu Mokoyim Z'Levim B'Chof Al Mokoyim. But the Iyin Shel Laila L'cheira, he says, Shmiris Hamikdash Mitzvah say, V'af al pi she'en shom pacha, me'oibim she'en shom, he doesn't mention Laila, he'll mention Laila later. So I'm not, it's a little bit odd what's going on here. But that's what you have. Now, the Kohanim Bifnim and the Kohanim Bifnim and Levim Bachutz, the Minchas Chinuch is not for me. You can look at it yourself in Shin Pei Ches. V'dad, the Dover said the Kohanim Bifnim, Lav Bifnim, Ma the Kodesh B'Gush Zazorah. The Mekoyim is Shoyim Lohoye Kodesh B'Gush Zazorah. The V says based on Afkiris, there's no Yeshiva Bazorah, so you certainly can't lie down to go to sleep. So this is not the, it was just the inside, in the rooms, out the rooms. Who's the Iker, who's the Tofel, he goes about this Barichos. Now, if you look over here, The Rambam's mashma that the etzem mitzvah loshen sifri atavonecha itcha tefnei ol moye leedus akon rufnim v'alim b'chutz. That this chof that this kon rufnim levim b'chutz l'chur is part of the etzem mitzvah. Okay, but the chafta al makrimos even the minchas chinuch has suggested that the derais makrimos for it, but that's not here. And if you look at the Rambam Mishneh Torah, he changes the tense of the verb when he talks about the two. Perches halochehe. It's a mitzvah shmirasei v'choftal eidah shemrim oisei b'chol laila tomi v'choftal mokot. So that's in the present tense. V'heichon o'yishoyim kol v'yishoyim v'bayis aftinus v'bayis zeh v'aloivim hoyilis. So that part, certainly, the discussion, l'chayr, is just the question of what was. But the problem over here is that he says, and now you have to think about it, v'chof dalet eidah, shoymin oisei b'chol laylo, tomid b'chof dalet mokon. Was there such a din d'raisa? That you have to know. Now, again here, towards the end, Akonim lifnim, levim b'chutz, l'shomrei, u'levakrei. Again, that's kapach. It goes again and again and again and again and again. And he quotes over here a mechilta, and that mechilta is a sifri zuta. As we remember by Tchilis and Lovin also. Okay. Now, okay. Here, I'm a little bit confused. You see, if l'chay, this is Yos HaRoymus over here, okay? So if you say, and this l'chayra, is this Yiras HaShemayim? Or this, is this something to do with Yiras HaShemayim or not? So l'maisa, let me just say one thing. This Shmira, they all say that it's all Bizman Shabbos and Mizrachim, it's Shmira on the Binyan. That's the Heichel, so I'm stressing the Heichel. Okay? So, first of all, the mitzvah Yerushimayim in Sefer Mitzvahs is Yerus Oynish, if you remember. Okay? So this Yerus Oynish isn't the do. Even in Mishneh Torah, the Yerushimayim is Yerus Oynish. This is something different. This is not the year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the year of a cover of the Oynish of the bias, but it's not the, you know, because you need the bias over here. Okay? And even besides everything else, and this l'chayr is a separate mitzvah from, even though both of them, the bayis and the mitzvah before of Yerus HaMikdash and the shmira are two separate mitzvahs, because one is talking about the yira and the pachad, even though if it's chaymus of the bayis. And the pula is the pula of not doing thing. And here the pula is the pula of shmira. So l'chayr is different mitzvahs. We have to ask ourselves if that's enough to make a different mitzvahs. But that's what it is in the Rambam. Correct?
It is a different pula.
Yeah, but a different pula we don't know. You see, it's more than a different pula. The pula over there, you see, let me ask you something else. If someone is shaming the Mikdash, okay, and he doesn't think about the Ramusa or the Galusa. You see, before when I asked you about someone coming into the Halabayas, okay, and doesn't think about the Mokum, is not Nikva B'libenu, the Mokum HaRotza, okay? She said that's nothing, okay? So the Levim or the Kayhanim that are shaming the Mikdash, they don't say, L'Gadloi, L'Reimimoi, or L'Dasin, that doesn't. You know, you can imagine them a kayin the mitzvah. See, I'm not sure if this loymamoy is ki'ilu part that without it he's not mekayim the mitzvah. You have to know what's going on in the Rambam. But here it's on the bias. That's what you... Correct? And there it's on the Kedusha v'Shechina. It's different issues. Bechal. Correct? Now... I think the Rambam, we have to open back into the back. And he talks at the end of Mitzvah, say, he talks about mitzvahs which are on the Tzibur. I think he says Chof, Chof Aleph, if you have over there, and maybe Chof Beis. He might even have all of them there. It might be right there. Now, okay, you want to look for a second? You see it there? After the Minyan Mitzvahs, does he have the Mitzvah say? Is this called the Sibu or something? What does he say? No?
Yeah.
Not there?
Yeah.
Doesn't have Chof? Give it. Just go. Oh, that's even going to be worse for me because I remember it's that much. This. No, does he talk about Tzibur?
Yeah.
Mitzvah, Shirin, she's a Haim, Sifiz, Esh. Yeah, Beis Bechir, what does he have? And that's all he says.
Yeah.
But I assume this is also part of it. This is also part of just having the... I assume this is part of it. That's what I would say, okay? I assume this is the Achoy by the Tzibur. Let me just say like this, okay? Now let me bring in the Moen Nevuchim, okay? The Ram Moen Nevuchim throws like a monkey wrench into the whole thing over here. Chele Gimel... Perig Memhe. We on Memhe, Yes Hashmiro, Vasivo, Soviv Lemikdash Tomid. I'm not sure exactly the same type of translation. I have to go back and see what Kapach translation is over there. Hu Lechabed Oisoi, Ulefa'aroi, Shlo Yeharsu, Hasichlim, Gamkein, Vatmeim, Elov, Loi Be'ez Haninus, Vachol Mi Shlo Rochat Gufoi. Kamoshi is boy. Umchlad vom maybe that's tmeim. Lahagdil hamikdash lefal achegil lono yira mimeno. Shaliyova elob lo shiko. He's talking about shmira. About from different things that we knew what shmira was from. See, the shmira the Rambam has in Sefer Mitzvos, it's a shmira without purpose. Right? It's like you show grandeur. Here, there's theology. There's a purpose over here. Correct? It's a very different thing. So lahagdil hamikdash lefaloi is to bring the yira. Shlo yovei lov lo shika v'lo tomei v'lo mishalochts loishoi. Lochats loishoi. Talk about puri roish.
That's definitely beyond the level.
Ritzoni loima puri. I understand puri roish. Ukuri begodim. Ushakol oivei yikadish yod v'raglof. All these mitzvahs, the Seder over here certainly rings from Moen Nevuchim. But see, v'lahalbish hakohanim begodim, noyim, v'lboshim, yofim, v'tevim, bigdei kodesh, l'chob l'sifosh, l'yishtamish, v'avoy d'bal mum, V'lei balmum levad ela ka'orim gam kein ki'orim gam k'sulim. Is leis ha-mitzvah b'nei sha'amoyim lo yigdal odem etzal mitas ala shleimis evov yoif begodov v'amuchum en shidiyah labayis gedulim b'teferes etzal hako. This is not the impression you get in minyan ha-mitzvahs. Then he's marach le'inyan ha-tmeim in chelegim u'perig mem zayim k'var b'yamim. Shakavon kulo hoy sabamikdash lischadish boy hispilus lovely elov ushiro vifachet komu es mikdash utiro v'chol dovo nichbad shekishiasmin odem leroisa yechsa ma shebenefesh yimeno v'yimayit ma shehoye magir begol min hispilus v'ayilcham v'omu she ain't totally conis the mikdash b'chol eshiyutze. Who karag lecho me beis reecho? We b'nei shehoyis as this a kavona. He's Hashem yisborach atmei mikonis the mikdash. Im roiv mini atumus. Ad shkemat shalimsa odom a ganza maisa. That this person, the sheretz might fall through his meal, and they claim tomei, he walked the mess, this, he tells all different ways, the person of tomei, that he comes to the mikvah, he goes home, and then he has a bit from Tumas Kerry, because of his wife, and you know, he's flying, you know, it's mamish, it's almost impossible to get to the mikdash, and all this is a yira, so it's a whole different idea of yira, a mikdash, and a whole different play on things. Now, Chav Gimel, let's get started. He shenitztavu halevim levad la'avoid b'mikdash. Ba'avoid this yuduois. He's very careful. It's only levim, and the kohanim are also. Kmo ni'ilas hasha'orim ve'loima hashir ala korban. It's bepeh. Lomashi ima korban. Okay? Now, vo omo yisale vi ovad halevi. Vloshe sifri shmeani im rotze yavoi vim loy rotze. Lo yavoi tamo loyma vi ovad halevi hu al kochoi. Kloyma shuchib olof vitsivu imut olof behechach. So what's he telling us this? Because it wouldn't be behech, maybe it wouldn't be a mitzvah. What? Correct? What? V'zeh, kloima, avodas alevim, kva izboya ma hi, b'maklim is mitamir amidas. L'izbaya l'chom, perek shen de'elchim, de shashir, lo yoyma oysa izulas alevim, v'anichba atziv ha-mitzvah zeis, mirs acheres, v'om v'sheiz v'shem ha-shem ha-lakob, kohol ha-chav alevim, ויאמר בשם בשם במאיך איזה שירוס בשם השם אבל מזו שיר. Okay, we got it. Now, hello. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Says in Perek Yom Aloch Aleph Mitzvah Saseh, Liyois HaLeviyim Pnuyim ומוכנים לעבוד את המקדש. בין רוצו, בין לא רוצו. שניהם עובר הלוי. למה switch the whole thing around? The בין רוצו ולא רוצו, ענק כאילו to bring a ride that it's a mitzvah, but the רוצו לא רוצו is part of the נוסח המצווה. And he changed the נוסח המצווה, not as the נוסח המצווה לעבוד, להיות פנויים, פנויים. ומוכנים לעבוד את המקדש. And then, but it is a little strange over here. This, in Minyan HaKotze, he does something. Because you remember the mitzvah which are liyois are very odd. They're not clear what they are. Okay? In Minyan HaKotze, he already started this idea in Chav Gimel, Liyos HaLevi Oyved B'Mikdosh, Shneva V'Ovar HaLevi Hu. So maybe the mitzvah is not the Etzem Avodah. Liyos Oyved. And the Ram defines it more clearly in Mishneh Torah that Pnuyim U'Muchanim. So the Rav said, he also pointed out, the Ram starts out, okay, just before this, the Ram, let me just before get to the Rav, just the Ram, Zera Levi Kuloi, Muvdu L'Avodis HaMikdosh, Nemo, Be'ez HaYidu HaShem HaShevet HaLevi, Mitzah Se Liyois HaLeviim Pnuyim U'Muchanim, V'Chulei, and then he says something afterwards, Ben Levi Shekibol Lov, Kol Mitzvahs Leviyah Chutz Midav Echad Ein Mekabel Nois Ad Shekabel Es Kulon. In Avoda, the Ram doesn't have that by Kohen, only by Levi. And he has it mamash right at the beginning by the mitzvah. So, the Rambam in the Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Hei, Ulahagdil Abayis Oid, Higdil Mailis Oivdov, V'Nivdilu HaKohanim V'Alevim. The Rambam in the Nevuchim, the Havdol is not a Hagdomo, but it's part of the Etz Mitzvah, because he's talking about the mitzvahs. And the Rambam seems to say also that the Kabbalah's mitzvah Levim is a Tanai in the Avodah. So Rebbe said that the mitzvah Levim is not Avodah Bistam, but the mitzvah is that the Levim have to be Menuyim LaAvodasam. The Minui is a Chal Hashem in Levi. And there's a different minui l'chol avoida v'avoida. There's a minui for ne'ilot, dolosis, and there's a minui, a separate minui for shir. And that's what Ram means in Mishneh Torah. Mitzvah saseh, liyos, halevim, pnuyim, muchon, l'avoidas ha-mikdosh, shi'ismanu kol levi levi in the avoida ha-miyuchedis loy. So they're pnuyim, muchon, l'avoida. And but the Levi himself has to be Muchan for all the Avoidas. If he's not Muchan for all the Avoidas, you can't even give him, he has to be Muchan for the Avoidas, and then you mamani him for specific Avoidas. And a Levi that's Misan Avoidas Sumus, once he gets a minu for this Avoida, Legabe another Avoida is a Zar. Therefore, there's an Azhor for Levi She'ovad Bavodis Chavela. That's what he said. Now I would say, Yigim Moisif, that Ram says, Mitzah Sei Liyois, Alevim Pnuyim Mochonim, Lavodis HaMikdash, Ben Rotsu Lein Loi Rotsu, Shnei Mavovra Levi, Es Avodis Oil Moyed, that the Levi has to be Muchon Lavoida She'isman, Ben Rotsu, he has to be ready for this. And the Ben Rotsu, Ben Rotsu, is push a part of the mitzvah. That's what the mitzvah is. And also, the din of godless in Levi is a tenai in minui. If you look at the Rambam, Klei Mikdash, in Vo'evdim, by Peregim Alachazayin, Ein Ben Levi Nichnas Lazor, Lavoy Da'ad Shilamdenu Chamishon, the Limut, is Tchila, Shinemo Zeis Hashem Levim Vuchule, or Ketz HaChomish Lulomoy, Vein Nichlas Avoida Ad She Yagdil, V'yeish. He has to be Yagdil, Yeish, and Chomish Avodas, and that's all it's now in the Minut. And that, I can, to Barichus, there's difference in the meaning, the Din cotton, in by Klein, cotton is possible. But by the Levi, it's a problem of the Minui. So therefore, he can misayeya the Levi. Levi cotton shenu roi lavoidoso el lishir umasnifin leechov agedolim b'nei shekulin dak perik hei alocha tezvov of Klei Mikdash. Okay. I guess that is enough for this. And that's a general idea of what is this. So, Mit Hashem is Kishadayim Maglayim next week.